Guess what returned over the weekend?
Hello, bakers. Welcome to the 10.
Same old Bake Off.
This is it.
Familiar, comforting, lovely.
You ready? Those magic words?
Yes.
Okay, I'll set you up, yeah?
Okay.
You say it.
All right. Okay.
On your mark.
Bake.
Bake, the Great British Baking Show is back for season 8. And we all, right? Am I reading this right? We all watched it, the first episode?
Yes.
Okay.
It was comfort. It was just what we needed. And those cakes, it was cake week. Oh, they looked so delicious. And just to see them make it, their busts were hilarious because a lot of them did not look at all like their intended person. But it was just that hometown, home good, just goodness that I was looking for.
Dawn, you?
I loved it, and I loved all the mistakes. I love it when people mess up, and you get to see just the chaos that's happening. Like you said, Alexis, the best part.
Yes.
You know, and whenever the guy dropped his little
the
cakes.
Pineapple upside down cakes.
Yeah. That was for the technical challenge. That was pretty exciting, too. I love any type of disaster that's going on.
Or when it's another baker's fault, and you're like, ooh.
Well, yeah, because he got, and that's this case. He got bumped into,
mm-hmm.
And she felt so bad. And that is one of the good things about the show. We've all said, and we've all recognized, is unlike a lot of American reality shows where it's all about the drama and pitting everyone against each other. The joy of this show, and I hope they never lose this, is the sense of camaraderie. And I mean, they win a cake plate for the love of Paul Simon. You know what I mean?
It's no not money,
like
nothing.
It's no, you know, and I like that. I like the simplicity of it. And I like that it's not like Real Housewives. And I read an article over the weekend that scared me. It was, I believe, on Slate or Vulture, kind of criticizing this season and actually last season, that the technical challenges, which is the second challenge in each episode, threatens the tranquility of the show, that they're getting so outlandish that it's taking away from that simple pleasure of the show. I don't know if I agree. Yeah.
Come on. I mean, they're real recipes. It's not like they're making them more difficult on purpose.
Yeah. But they're saying they are, and that's getting outlandish, and it's taking away from the charm of the show. And I have to respectfully disagree. I don't think it is at all. I think the heart is still there. The heart of that show is still present. I mean, at least in the first episode I watched last night.
The one that's available.
Yeah.
What did you guys think of Matt Lucas, the new host?
He was pretty funny, you know. Mm-hmm. He's not like one of my favorite British comedians, but I don't know.
It's not about the host. That's what's great about the show. It's all the pieces together.
He made some pretty funny jokes, you know, so I think he'll grow on us. We just got to give him some time.
Yeah, I'm not going to throw any type of criticism. He's taking over for Sandy, who Sandy took over for, you know what I mean? It's like, nobody likes change. I'm going to give them a chance. I liked Sandy a lot, but then again, I was mad when they replaced Mel and, I can't think of her, but Mel, I was really mad, but then I grew to like Sandy
and Noel, yeah.
I grew to deal with Noel.
I didn't know Dawn anything about either of them before this. Yeah. I like him too. Yeah. Maybe that helps if I don't know too much about them.
Yeah.
And I just know them from hosting this baking show.
When I'm doing my baking classes with the Bake Off hosts, some of them do those classes I take. It's fun because you can ask them questions and they give a little fun facts every now and then. Like whenever they're filming and they're about to put whatever they have in the oven, they have to say, "I'm going in," before they put their thing in, because the crew comes over and has to get like a shot from underneath,
above.
So you don't ever hear that, one of the hosts makes us say that on our Zoom. She's like, "All right, tell me when you're going in."
I'm going in. Well, Dawn, we're going into a commercial.
Yes, we are.
I also wanted to ask you guys too about Paul Hollywood.
Oh, okay. Stay right there, because yes, something was odd last night, or with that episode with him. He just didn't seem right to me. I don't know if that's what you're referring to, but yeah. We're talking about Great British Bake Off, which dropped on Netflix, the new season, one episode. They're going to drop it weekly. Lex, you had an observation.
So great that we don't have to wait.
Wait, yeah.
Like a year or so. It's just a few days now. Yes, I had an observation. I don't know why this didn't hit me before. I'm curious to see what you're thinking, Jace, if you think that he was a little off last night or when you watched it. But I think that Paul Hollywood was looking smoking. He's got, I don't know why this didn't hit me before, but he's, you know, that stare, and then he was kind of goofing around. I felt a little bit more like just like letting his shirt out a little bit, like letting his chest hair out, you know, just a little bit looser, which I like to see. He was joking, you know, about the busts, especially when they were presenting those cakes, because they looked, some of them, horrendous. But I was just like, wow, look at you. Looking good, Paul Hollywood.
Yeah, your body's right. Like, I'm ready to get pregnant again.
Oh, no, Don.
Listen, make me some cakes. Come on, I know you're the bread man.
That sound you heard was Alexis watching Paul Holiday on the Great British Bake Off.
Yes. I was a little like, kitty, come over here. No. I've never found him attractive until this first episode.
Don, you want to take this ball?
Yeah. What do you guys think?
I think he's a good-looking man. Yeah. I mean, you know.
He's intense.
He's kind of, I don't know, the eyes are so piercing. I think in person it would be very intimidating if you're trying to bake. I'd probably just be so nervous. I'd be like, oh, I can't even think about that right now. It's kind of, it's more of like the eyes are intimidating. They're so light blue. It's kind of scary to me.
Oh, okay. Yeah. Mm-hmm.
I don't
know. Getting dreamy.
You're getting dreamy. What about you, Jason?
I'd rather sleep with a woman.
Oh, boy.
Really?
Yeah, I don't find him attractive at all.
Okay.
Yeah, not I mean,
this
all.
Was this
so
was the first time it surprised me.
Yeah, and that sounds mean, but you know, I am gay, so I mean, it's just, I mean, it's just saying, but no offense to the women in there, but I'm just saying. No, he's just not my cup of English tea. No, not at all.
No, but I definitely think he's definitely a good-looking guy. I agree with you, Alexis.
He is. Yes, he is a good-looking guy.
Yeah.
But I'm not Alexis, you know.
Last night was like, wow. That's when I watched it too.
I wonder what was different last night.
Yeah,
well, when you said that he was a little off, I think he was off in a great way. He seemed just looser and more fun and just having a little bit, you could tell he was having more fun than previous seasons. Before, he was just very intense and very intimidating for sure. And you wanted to get the well done, the handshake from him. You know, you can tell the contestants, you know, they really value especially what he says.
Mm-hmm.
But for some reason, this first episode, it just felt lighter to me.
Maybe,
and I like it.
Maybe because they've been sequestered for so long together.
Oh.
Yes.
Like they've had to live all together and just they've hid them away. I mean, even the previous contestants don't know where they are. It's just some random small location in northern England somewhere. So they've had to be because of COVID. So maybe it's like easier to be more yourself if you're like, this is what I am, this is where I am, and this is what I'm doing. Maybe, and because I know normally they all just go home.
Yeah.
Like people that are in college, they're still studying for tests. Can you imagine? And then on the weekends, they go do this. So maybe this has forced him to just kind of chill out a little bit.
Yeah, maybe, because I thought he was a little off and not in a good way, so it's fascinating.
Ah.
Yeah, I don't know. He seemed uninterested to me. So,
Well, this season's going to be great for that very reason, that they are living together.
Mm-hmm.
So I think a lot of that will seep into the workroom, and it might even just be a more fun, tight-knit cast.
Mm. I think so.
Or, you know, fighting, too. Who knows? I mean, drama, maybe, a little bit more. Than just the baking.
Who do you see going the furthest? We haven't even really talked about that.
Ooh, who are our favorite? Well, the guy that won. Spoiler.
Peter, I think his name is.
Yes.
He looks like a almost Pinocchio. He's so fresh-faced.
Oh, yeah, he's young. He's a youngin'.
I think he could go far.
Yeah.
And The older gentleman who did the sky cake.
Yes.
He,
his
another
bust was beautiful too. The rosy cheeks and the
yes.
He kind of annoys me a little bit. You mean the guy playing the flute?
Yes, that.
Yeah. Okay. I mean, I'm just going straight by his creation.
His name is Rowan.
Why do you have to hate on the flute player?
I don't know. He was just—he's a little bit too flouncy.
Flouncy.
He's a little bit—he's like a character. He's not a real person. He's like you could put him in like a court jester outfit, and he'd fit in just fine in medieval times or something. You know?
Yeah, he's super artsy. You can tell he's probably had some really cool creations at home, but also has that aloofness about him for sure.
I like that Mark guy who has a great hair. He has a beard, really great hair. When they did his montage, he was walking his dog and it like pulled him almost to the ground.
Oh yes. Oh, he's cute.
Funny. He's fun.
Yes. Yeah,
I enjoy him.
Yeah.
I don't know. Colin had a hard time. Colin really wanted to try to predict the winners in this first episode, which I thought was fun. But then he kept changing as the episode went. He's like, "Oh, the person I thought would be really well isn't doing."
The girl with
really
the long
well.
Hair named Lottie. She's pretty good too. I think she'll go far. Peter and Lottie.
I can't think of who that is.
She has had glasses and a long ponytail.
Yes. Yeah. She could go far.
Right.
Yes. I didn't have faith in her at the beginning of the episode, but my faith in the Force grew as we went on.
Right.
But overall. There's nobody I'm loving yet, though. There's nobody.
Yeah,
you know
usually
what I mean?
There's someone that strikes fire right away. Then I'm like, I love you.
There's nobody in that category for me yet. But
I'm
hopeful.
Like the blonde. Oh gosh, what's her name? Oh, she had problems with the head of her bust, and then the other girl had to help her.
Oh, Laura.
Laura. Okay, Laura. I like Laura, but I think the other contestants are not going to like her because she talks a lot.
Well.
But, I like her. Yeah. I think she's fun.
Yeah.
The new season of The Great British Bake Off on Netflix right now. They're not going to dump all the episodes. We get them one at a time weekly. Again, on Netflix. 7:55. Don't forget to follow us on social media. Lex in the Cities, Dawn at Dark, and Jason Matheson. The show never, ever stops there.